This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Approximately 203,000 people have now died worldwide from COVID-19, and health officials have confirmed nearly 3 million cases. In the United States, more than 54,000 people have died, and the number of infections edges toward 1 million. In the U.S., Georgia, Oklahoma, and Alaska have begun loosening restrictions despite warnings from health officials that it may be too soon. As more U.S. states push to reopen their economies, many are falling short on one of the most important issues that they've been warned about, and that's having efficient systems to track people who have been physically near a person infected with the coronavirus. An Associated Press review found a patchwork of systems around the country for so-called contact tracing, with many states unable to keep up with caseloads and scrambling to hire and train enough people to handle the task for the months ahead. The effort is far less than what public health experts say is needed to guard against the resurgence of the virus. Some other governments have begun easing their coronavirus restrictions, with India reopening neighborhood stores that serve many of its 1.3 billion people. In Spain, children will be allowed to go outside again. The coronavirus lockdown is proving a particularly trying ordeal in France for children with disabilities and their families who are struggling to care for them at home now that special schools and support programs have been shut down. Brazil's hospitals continue to warn that they are overwhelmed. A spokeswoman for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Downing Street office confirmed Saturday that he'll be back to work Monday. He's been recovering from coronavirus at his country residence after spending 3 nights in an intensive care in April. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A special train possibly belonging to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was spotted this week at a resort town in the country, according to satellite images reviewed by a Washington-based North Korea monitoring project amid conflicting reports about Kim's health and whereabouts. The monitoring project, 38 North, said in its report Saturday that the train was parked at the leadership station in Wonsan on April 21st and April 23rd. The station is reserved for the use of the Kim family. Speculation about Kim's health first arose during his absence from the anniversary of the birthday of North Korea's founding father and Kim's grandfather. The U.S. Navy reports that the number of sailors aboard the USS Kidd confirmed to be infected with the novel coronavirus has nearly doubled, rising from 18 to 33. The destroyer, with its crew of 350, are off the Pacific coast of South America. Its current mission is related to U.S. counter-drug activities. In a statement issued Saturday, the Navy said an embarked medical team continues testing of the Kidd's crew. Two sailors have been medically evacuated to the United States. Meanwhile, officials say those aboard the Kidd are wearing N95 masks and other personal protective equipment. Several thousand Israelis rallied Saturday to demonstrate against a unity government deal reached last week that leaves Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in power as he prepares to go on trial for corruption charges. The protests oppose having Netanyahu as prime minister as long as he is a criminal suspect. The protesters say the unity government agreement, which gives Netanyahu influence over the appointment of judges and legal officials, crushes democracy and is meant to rescue Netanyahu from his legal troubles. Netanyahu is scheduled to face trial next month on charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes. The earliest tropical storm on record has now formed in the eastern North Pacific, far off the coast of Mexico. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Tropical Depression 1E had maximum sustained winds of 35 miles per hour on Saturday. It's not forecast to grow into a named tropical storm before weakening, but forecasters said that they cannot be ruled out. The storm was expected to fade to a remnant low by Sunday night. The Hurricane Center said that it's the earliest formation of a tropical storm in the eastern North Pacific since the satellite era began in 1966. And just recapping our top story, approximately 203,000 people have now died worldwide from COVID-19, and health officials have confirmed nearly 3 million cases. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.